Unit 1, Lesson 2, Ceramics. The most ancient artifacts in our possession today were made out of clay many thousands of years ago. In fact, much of what we now know about cultures of the past we learned by studying pieces of their clay dishes and clay figures. Very few things made from other materials have survived to tell us about the cultures that produced them. Objects made from clay came to be called ceramics, from the Greek word keramos, which means potter's clay. Ceramics are divided into many different kinds, based on the type of clay used and how the clay is fired. The most common types of ceramics are pottery, stoneware, and porcelain. To make pottery, for example, clay is fired at about 500 degrees Celsius. Clay fired at about 1200 degrees Celsius becomes stoneware. When white clay is fired at an even higher temperature, it becomes porcelain. Baking the clay at such high temperatures actually changes the structure of the clay so that it becomes permanently hard and almost indestructible. The art of making pottery developed in many places around the world. Some of the earliest pieces of pottery were probably made when people tried to strengthen baskets woven of grass and sticks. Some archaeologists think that early potters in China may have covered the inside of woven baskets with clay so that the baskets would hold water. When the baskets were either placed on a fire or left there by mistake, the fire burned the grass away and turned the baskets into hard, durable pots. Early potters in different parts of the world found interesting ways to decorate their work to make it more attractive. They scratched the surface of the soft clay to make decorative lines and designs. They also used glazes, which are a special kind of paint, to make clay objects smooth, shiny, and colorful. The Egyptians were already decorating their pottery with colors and designs about 5,000 years ago. Similar styles began to spread throughout the Mediterranean region. By 3,500 years ago, the people of the Greek island of Crete were producing their own pottery decorated with designs and images of animals. These designs survived thousands of years and can still be seen in examples of ancient Greek art. The pottery makers of China were the first to learn to make porcelain, which is the finest and most fragile type of pottery. If you hold a piece of porcelain up in the air, light will shine through it. The Chinese exported porcelain to Europe, where it became highly valued. For many years, European potters tried to copy Chinese porcelain. But it was not until 1710 that a German scientist finally learned how to make it. By the end of the 18th century, other European countries were also producing porcelain, and today France and England produce some of the finest porcelain in the world. There are different ways to form a clay dish or bowl. The easiest method is to simply hollow out a clay ball using your hands. Another simple method is to roll the clay into a long rope and then wind it into a shape. A third method is to spread the clay around something. The invention of the potter's wheel more than 5,000 years ago introduced an entirely new way to form a clay object. With this method, the potter places some clay in the center of a round, flat wheel that can turn very fast. As the wheel turns, the potter uses his or her hands to shape the clay. Using a potter's wheel makes it possible to form clay objects that are smoother and more uniformly round. A clay object is usually decorated first and then baked. Baking the clay at very high temperatures makes it hard and strong. Firing also makes the glaze stick to the pottery. When the firing is completed, the potter must carefully remove the pottery from the oven and let it cool slowly. If it cools too quickly, it could crack and break. Over the years, clay objects have served many purposes. Obviously, one of the most common uses of pottery is for household dishes. Because pottery is strong and waterproof, it makes an excellent dish for carrying, storing, cooking, and serving food. Fired clay has also been used to make bricks for building houses and to make tiles for covering floors. Ceramics are also incredibly heat-resistant, so they can be used where metal would melt or become weak. Today, ceramics are important in industry and engineering. One rarely discussed use of ceramics is for burial ceremonies. In some cultures, special ceramic objects were buried along with a dead person. Archaeologists think these ceramic objects were made especially for burial ceremonies because their decoration is elaborate. In some cultures, parts of a dead person's body were removed, placed in ceramic vases, and then buried with the body. Ceramic objects showing a dead person's title and offices held have also been found at burial sites. Some people refuse to consider the making of ceramics an art form because the objects created are so often useful things. At the same time, however, many of those useful ceramic things are extremely valuable. Some are even kept in museums. In the country of Iran, ancient pottery is considered to be so valuable to the culture that there are harsh punishments for anyone who tries to take ceramic artifacts out of the country. The punishments range from paying money to time in jail. That is certainly a clear indication that ceramics are valued by many people.